This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral meeting with the President of Ghana, John Mahama, at Jubilee House in Accra last night. Both leaders discussed various ways to strengthen and deepen bilateral relations. Four MOUs were signed following the talks, including in the areas of cultural exchange and traditional music. In his joint press statement following the talks, Prime Minister Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership.
हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 billion पार कर चुका है. भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 billion का निवेश किया है. आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
Mr. Modi was also conferred with Ghana's highest state honour in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Prime Minister arrived in Accra yesterday on a state visit to Ghana. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome by President Mahama, including a guard of honour and a 21-gun salute at the airport. In the second leg of his five-nation visit, the Prime Minister will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight. He will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kala Kanglu, and Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. This visit holds historic significance, as this year marks 180 years of the arrival of Indian immigrants to Trinidad and Tobago. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on the 21st of this month and continue till August 21. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the government's proposal to convene the monsoon session. Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on the 13th and 14th of August. The annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra formally began this morning from both Pahalgam and Balpal routes amid tight security. We have more from our correspondent.
More than 5,000 pilgrims reached yesterday safely at base camps of Pahalgam and Balpal in Kashmir region. Yatris received a grand welcome from local populace, civil society members and administration.
Bum, bum, ole, bum, bum, ole.
Kashmir ki wadi mein,
Bholenath ki jadi mein, Amarnath mein dera lala, ole tera roop.
Lakhs of devotees from across the country are expected to pay obeisance this year at 12,756 feet high Holy Cave in the Himalayas in Kashmir region. In light of Pahalgam attack on 22nd of April, elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for this safe, seamless and secure pilgrimage. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Indonesia, at least 4 people have died and 23 rescued after a ferry carrying 65 people sank on its way to Bali Island last night, according to rescue officials. Rescue operation is underway to locate the missing persons. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In Delhi, there is a forecast of very light to light rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning today. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened higher today amid positive global cues. Buying was seen in the IT, pharma and auto sectors in the early trade. The Sensex gained 239 points or 0.29% to trade at 83,649, while Nifty was up 79 points or 0.31% at 25,532 in the early trade. In cricket, India were 310 for 5 against England at the stumps on day 1 in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Series at Edgbaston in Birmingham. Skipper Shubman Gill with 114 runs and Ravindra Jadeja with 41 runs were at the crease. Yashasvi Jaiswal also contributed 87 runs. For England, Chris Woakes scalped 2 wickets. India delivered a dominant 5-0 win over Iraq in the AFC Women's Football Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers at the 700th anniversary stadium in Chiang Mai, Thailand last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.